Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text today is our Old Testament lesson from Isaiah chapter 40, here again, this portion. A voice cries, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." This is the text. You may be seated. In the name of Jesus, amen. The prophet Isaiah speaks about John the Baptist and the preparation for the coming of Christ. Isaiah summarizes the preaching of John this way: "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain." So what does this mean for you, especially during this season of Advent? Well, to use Isaiah's language, it means that you should be a wilderness prepared and a road made straight. You should be a valley lifted up and a mountain made low. Your uneven ground should become level and your rough places smoothed out. Or, in the words of John, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." But to do these things, you must first realize that you are, in fact, a wilderness and a desert. Spiritually speaking, all people are desolate and dried up, empty of spiritual life because we are conceived and born in sin. Even we Christians still have this old nature in us. Trying to hike cross-country through untamed wilderness is a very difficult task. It is extremely slow and strenuous work. It can be very dangerous even. Most of us can't relate to that, but most of us probably can relate to this image. Suppose you are having very important company coming to your house, but you've neglected your front yard all year long. It's untamed. An untracked wilderness with no path by which your company can even get to the front door. That's embarrassing at the very least. At the very worst, your important company might see this and say, "Forget it. I'm not even going to bother." And they'll skip the visit completely. Christ wants to visit you. He wants to come to you and make his home with you. As Isaiah says, he wants to take his lambs in his arms. But our sinful nature is that untamed wilderness. Our nature resists his approach. Our self-centered old Adam wants no visit from Christ, thank you very much. We're just fine on our own. Or so our old Adam thinks. Realize this. Do not let your desert flesh convince you that you are just fine and don't need Jesus. Rather, feel your great need, because you are convinced by Scripture that your need is real. When the Spirit of Christ brings you to repentance, he is making a straight highway for God, a path. In the desert, he creates his own way, a well-paved road by which he comes to us. Christ comes to lift up the valleys, the lowly, the crushed down, the humiliated, and the meek. These he comes to raise up to glory. When you are weak and powerless to stand up to life's trials, he comforts and strengthens. When you have been knocked down by the hammer of God's law, then Christ, by his gospel, will raise you up again. The good news tells the lowly that he declares them his righteous ones. He doesn't see their sins and their lowliness. He calls them sons of God in the image of Christ. As Isaiah says, behold, his reward is with him. The Son of God came to give us the reward that he would earn. He's the one who fought, but we're the ones who get the prize. He was perfect and holy, and we receive the eternal blessing that he has won in the new heaven and the new earth. What could be better than that? But if we think we need no shepherd, and if we think we have earned the reward ourselves, then Christ will pass us by. So don't be a lofty mountain, proud of your stature or your goodness. Christ will speak his law to humble you. Listen and heed so that he does not grow tired of reaching out in compassion to you. If we turn a deaf ear to him long enough, he may just let us go our own way. It's a sad reality that some mountains never do get leveled. And some of those valleys never get filled in. Some of them think that they're actually majestic peaks. May it never be said of us. May we instead listen to our shepherd's voice. True, in us who have repented, there are still rough places, bumps and potholes, and uneven ground. You all know what streets full of potholes do to your vehicles, don't you? Those bumps, those rough places do similar damage to our faith. We all have parts of our lives that are not as they should be. And I'm not talking here about the overall sinful nature that we all share, but rather of the specific actual sins that we still commit, even though we know better. And sure, we feel shame at the things we do, but somehow, for some reason, we just can't stop. We keep on doing them. Fight against them. Don't just lay down and get rolled over. Fight. Because alone you can't succeed. Only with the Holy Spirit's help can you fill in the potholes of your iniquity. As Christ comes to you, your sins are not fit for his presence. We should be rightly ashamed of them at the presence of Christ, because we cannot completely remove the rough spots in our spiritual lives. Sometimes the best victory is to be sorry and simply to come here to his house for forgiveness. But still, we keep fighting against sin by God's grace. If we stop trying to smooth out those rough spots, then we might actually get used to them. Or worse, we might even come to love them. We might start thinking that the uneven ground is a virtue, something for us to be proud of. We might start thinking that our sins are no sins at all, and in this way lose repentance. May it never be so among us. But to us who are humble, who know the shame of our sins and hunger to do better, he reveals his glory. For this reason he came in a manger. His glory is that he became man to save men. His chief and crowning glory is the cross, which he has revealed publicly to the whole world. He has paid, he has earned all for us lowly sinners. And that is the glory that is revealed. This news has been sent out into all the world in the mouths of his ministers. They go out like many little John the Baptists to point people to Christ. Behold your God, they say. Fear not. Behold, the Lord comes to shepherd his people. He will gather them and care for them tenderly. They also speak tender words of comfort like Isaiah. Your iniquity is pardoned. Your warfare is ended. this precious news of salvation is ringing out throughout the world because the glory of the Lord is still revealing Himself. So prepare yourselves for His coming. He will not only come on clouds of glory, He is already here. He speaks now. He comes to give out His body and blood. Are we ready? We can't be ready by being perfect. We never will be in this life. We struggle against sin. We acknowledge our many transgressions. We feel our great need. Because without Him, we are no different than the grass of the field, here today and gone tomorrow. But He gives us what we do not deserve. Therefore, let us hunger and thirst for His coming, because He comes to give wonderful gifts of grace to us poor sinners. Amen.
For information about our congregation, for service times and schedule, please visit our website at www.standrewlcms.org. Thank you for listening to Sermons Preached at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in West Fargo, North Dakota, a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.